Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
We're boogieing.
Okay. All right.
And we're refusing to conform.
I refuse to conform. This hoodie I'm wearing has really caught your eye.
I like it.
Listen, it's a brand. It's a brand for, I'm not being paid to promote this in any way.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we can get some residuals like...
gender non-conforming people, hence yes. The refuse to conform.
Yes.
They sent me this hoodie and a very nice T-shirt.
And you said it's also anti-anxiety.
Yes, it's like a slightly weighted hoodie, which is very necessary. This is actually, I've had this hoodie for several weeks now, but this is the first time I've worn it because it arrived. And Louisa was like, I will be taking that hoodie.
Really? It smells like Louisa.
She washed
you
it.
Perv?
I was like, you wash that before you give it back to me. You wash that. I don't want you all over me.
I will say that I'm currently wearing Patrick's hoodie.
Oh, it's a nice hoodie.
Which does smell like him.
Oh, swap with me.
Everybody get in here.
Let me get a sniff.
The rest of the podcast is just...
Oh, I should have worn one of Noelle's jumpers.
I like your jumper.
This is great.
We're doing a terrible job starting with clothes.
Welcome to the What Are We Wearing Today podcast.
Although, you know, we might start... Lucas was talking about this before you got here, Sarah. We might be doing videos pretty soon for our Patreons.
Oh,
like
my God.
Like of the whole pod.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Do we not do that already?
No.
Do we not?
No. We just do the audio on Patreon.
No, we do the video for the extra stuff, right?
Yeah.
For the Patreon.
But this is for the whole ep.
For the main episode. Yeah. We just do the audio. But it's ad-free on Patreon.
I'll be winking at people a lot.
We're going to start doing that a lot. Because let me tell you, during the Patreon one, I play to the camera exclusively.
You really do. We don't see your face at all during the Patreon.
I really, I move directly in front of the lens. I block Mickey.
Yeah.
It's more of like an audition tape for a deranged play.
Well, you're a real, how do we say it? A camera whore.
I'm a camera whore.
The camera loves you.
I'm not just a camera whore. I'm a whore whore.
That's
I don't
nice.
Like to limit myself.
No, don't limit yourself. Mm. Be a whore whore.
I could be a whore whore.
That's actually quite hard to say.
Whore whore. Whore.
I feel like you're leaving out a lot of the letters there.
Whore. What do you mean?
But that's how you say it, but it just... Whore.
Whore. Oh, you want the whore. W in there. Whore.
Whore.
Okay. Okay, if you're a whore and you're listening, please let us know the correct pronunciation.
Is the W silent?
The W is silent? And why? Do you know what I mean?
Why? Take that, W.
Take that.
Why?
But for why?
For why? Anyway, how are you both? Now that we've got now we've got all that out of the way.
Listen, Sarah was a bit later. No shade. But
no
I just want to say that in that time, Lucas and I have prepared a pitch for you.
We made a plan on WhatsApp. I thought the conversation ended. More messages came through. But I thought, don't need to read them because the conversation's ended. Suddenly, there's a whole new plan we're meeting earlier, which I saw at the at 10:30, which was the time that you met. Mm. And I was doing a wee at my flat.
Yeah.
And thought, shit.
Shit.
I am not going to be there at 10:30.
I love the idea that when you decide a conversation is over and then more messages come in, you're like... The conversation is still over.
But guys, we finished this.
I'm sorry.
I'm putting my foot down. I like to imagine that happens like in real time as well.
Yeah.
Like you'll be like sat across from someone and just halfway through you're just like, well, this is over. And then any other thing they say to you, you're just like, it's not coming in.
This is done. I think I have, there's literally, I don't know if I've posted this clip, but there's a clip of me at the Comedy Store where I ask a woman what she did for a living and she says something. But it's like so sort of weirdly vague. And she goes, no, I just thought, I think we should move on. I was like, imagine if that's how conversations worked. Somebody came over to you and was like, hey, nice to meet you. What do you do? And you were like, I think we should move on from this.
Can I say, by the way, I think this is happening more. I've had this a couple of times when I was like emceeing that someone was just like, I refuse to talk to you. And I was like.
Unbelievable.
Well, one, why are you sitting in the front row?
It provokes me.
It
provokes me. I'm like, oh, we are talking now.
But there was this girl.
I didn't think we were going to talk before, but we're definitely talking now.
Yeah. I think that's the only way to deal with it. Because there was this girl who was just like, I was emceeing, and then I was like, hey, what do you do? And then she went, I know, but I'm not going to tell you. And then I was like, oh. Fun energy.
A riddle.
Fun energy. And then she went, I'm not going to talk to you.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, I don't know what I've done. I've just asked you, what do you do?
It's such a mad energy. It's such a mad energy to go.
It was a crazy energy.
We will not speak to you. I had it, like last year, I don't know, we were doing a gig together where like I asked this woman what she did for a living and she was like, I don't want to tell you. And then her friend was like, leave her alone. And I was like,
oh God.
I just asked her what her job was. The energy was mad.
Well, I just think that the thing that's... Here's what I think. You are allowed, I guess, to not want to speak to people.
Yeah.
But then don't sit in the front row.
Don't sit in the front row.
I don't accuse them of ganging up on you, especially when they outnumber you, like, 3-1.
Yeah. And also, the question is just, what do you do for a living? It's not like, you look like a piece of... Do you know, the amount of crowd work I see online that is so horrible.
I know, that's what I think.
And all the comments are like, this guy's so funny. Like, there's a particular comic, I won't name his name, but literally every clip I see, he's talking to a guy, he's like, is this your missus? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, oh, she's a slag. and everyone in the comments is like, this guy's a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Whereas I go like, oh, PhD about education. Ugh. And everyone's going, why are you a bully?
Yeah.
Why are you bullying that woman about doing a PhD?
She's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
It is like that.
You could never fucking get a PhD. I'm like, I didn't think I could.
I think it's so interesting because I think your crowd work is so lighthearted. And I think I particularly, like, I don't post that much crowd work, mostly because most of my crowd work is just like, hey, okay, you look like you could bully me. And so, like, I think I'm, like, really quite, I think I'm so, like, I just go in with just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And so I when someone, like, responds to that with, fuck you, I just don't know what to, I don't know what I've done.
It's mad.
It is mad.
It's a mad energy.
Okay, are you ready for our pitch?
Anyway, welcome. Yeah.
Welcome to the pod.
Tell us your pitch.
Okay.
We've been working on this.
We've been working on a sitcom idea.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
Starring us.
Okay. Okay. All right. Starring you, you two lead role.
No, the three of us.
Oh, right. I'm in this as well.
The pitch? You have to be in our sitcom, Sarah.
Absolutely. I have to be. I don't remember signing that contract, but...
Well, that's why we're pitching it to you.
Okay,
yeah,
we're pitching it to you.
Okay, okay. You're not committed to anything.
All right.
Okay? The idea is, so it's like three friends, but it's multi-generational, you know?
From the 80s, 90s, and noughties.
And noughties.
That's the tag.
That's the tag.
That's the hook.
All right.
And then it's things like... Some of the storylines are, you know, I'll just be sitting at the table. Lucas comes in.
I'm like, hey, Mickey, can you help me write a check?
Oh, my.
Oh, Lucas.
I love
kids
it.
Kids these days.
I love it so much. Okay.
And then I'm like, hey, Sarah, you want to help me film a TikTok?
I'm guessing Mickey's sat down in every episode because she's so old.
Yeah.
And I have a sideways baseball cap on.
Do you have a title for this show?
Oh, no. This is the check thing was really as far as this pitch went.
Okay. Yeah. We thought we'd have you on that, to be honest.
We thought we'd have you on check.
I like the idea of it being called something like Despite Our Differences.
Yeah.
How do they get along? Something like that.
Three's a crowd.
Lost in generation.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, these people have nothing in common.
These people have nothing in common. Yeah. Uncommon ground.
Oh, that's good.
Listen, it's right.
One foot in the grave.
One foot in the grave.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It would just, I like the idea that, like, you know, the Lucas character is just things I'm like from the 50s.
Yeah. And like, presumably my character is just constantly running around trying to, like, solve the miscommunications.
Yeah, but with a Furby.
Yeah. I've got a Furby sidekick.
You've got a Furby sidekick. You're from the 90s.
Furby, they're arguing again.
You have to look after us and your Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good stuff.
They're arguing about which... I don't even know. I'm trying to think of like a reboot of something old.
What's a reboot of something old?
Which Ghostbusters is the best Ghostbusters?
Yeah. What did I read the other day that they were trying... Oh, they're trying to... They want to do a remake of American Psycho.
I've never seen American Psycho.
Have you not?
Is it scary? Sounds scary. Is it not?
It's not really.
It's like a dark comedy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very dark. Christian Bale.
Bale.
And he plays a murderer.
Oh. Okay. Well, this is giving me a scary vibe.
He basically is like he's the serial killer. It's really good, isn't it?
Are they definitely doing a reboot?
It's pretty funny.
It was just, I just saw it where people were like trying to pitch actors.
Stop rebooting stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah, make new ideas like this great new sitcom.
Like this new sitcom, One Foot in the Grave.
This has never been done before.
This has never been done before. This is so good.
Yeah, because the exciting thing about this sitcom is the nuances between our age group are so slim.
No, Sarah.
There's a canyon between us.
Canyon.
I don't understand anything that Mickey talks about.
Massive. Lucas and I have never understood each other, even once.
You've got a catchphrase. Bring me the boy.
No, I'm from the 80s. It's got milk. Yeah.
I don't understand.
And then
that.
Lucas is like, milk Slay. From cows?
Slay.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's better.
Yeah, but you're also like slay. You're constantly telling people to slay and go off.
Go off cows. They make milk? Go off cows.
I love it, guys.
Yeah.
I love
it. It's like Frasier, and I'm the grandpa.
The nice thing is, as well, is that I hear that a lot of commissioners listen to our podcast.
Yeah, they're listening. So they're interested.
This show will be made by the end of
the week.
People
are interested.
Oh, the engagement from commissioners. All our listeners are commissioners.
It appeals to all generations.
Exactly.
No one will not like this.
Yeah. Nobody will be left out.
No one is older than me, and no one is younger than Lucas.
We've got somebody from...
Everyone fits in our age groups perfectly.
We've got somebody from every generation, every social bracket, every race.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most diverse show in the world.
Now, this is diversity.
You born in the late 80s, we born in the early 90s.
Sarah, and me born in the year
2000. We are completely different.
We're so
different. We don't have any references in common.
What are you talking about? This whole time,
that's what
I thought
called.
It was because you were Dutch. But it's because you're an old woman.
I'm an old woman. Hello?
Oh?
Sorry. No.
That's your opening line. The script writes itself.
It does, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It
does. I'm glad you're on board, actually.
Can you believe this we came good. Up with this all before you got here?
Yeah.
No, you can believe we haven't been doing R&D for weeks.
It seems like it's been years in the making.
Exactly. Incredible. The R&D that went into this.
It's fully formed.
We've got to act fast before Lucas gets too old.
They have to start CG aging me down.
Have you seen what the kid from One Foot in the Grave looks like now?
You wouldn't recognise it.
You wouldn't recognise it. Don't get me started on the old bitch.
It's like the terrible Robert De Niro de-aging that they did in The Irishman.
Yeah. I'm very smooth.
Who does Lucas's voice, do we think?
Who does Lucas's voice?
In the show, because you'll need a little boy's voice.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Your entire performance is ADR.
After I get too old.
We swap voices in the show.
Oh, you could do it. Yeah.
Hi! Yeah. Slay!
You could
Mickey Mouse.
You could do the voice of a little boy.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is brilliant, guys.
How are you?
Thank you for your
This is what we've been working on.
Honestly, you've been working. You've done
we've
so
been
much.
Working hard.
What have you
I'm
got?
Sorry that I've been slacking off. What have I been doing?
Is the coffee kicking in yet? Sarah's really promised that the coffee they're drinking at the moment is...
You are going to feel a palpable shift. You just hear like a long fart.
Shit yourself.
Please write in to see when you think Sarah's coffee was kicking shift. In.
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I don't know what to tell you. I'm doing Soho Theatre.
Yeah, the show's done yesterday, no?
It started Monday.
Monday.
How's it been?
It's been good. It's been good so far. Mm-hmm. I've done two of them. 9 o'clock, very late. Mm-hmm. Very, very late to start a show. But people seem to be into it, which is very nice. I remembered it, which was the main thing. So I was like, I'm going to fucking just...
Yeah, but it's the first run.
It's the first bit. It's going to be fine. It's all... gonna be fine. It's all gonna be fine.
That's what are you wearing?
Huh? I'm wearing Patrick's hoodie every night on stage. It smells like him. And I say that on stage. Yeah. Okay, do you guys know Patrick?
Doesn't it smell like him?
Do you guys know Patrick? Sniff my hoodie. Patrick, right?
What are you wearing for my eyes that are up here?
I'm wearing sort of what I usually wear on stage.
Damn it.
Why?
I thought you were going to, like, wear something that would draw the attention down.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you keep saying, this is why I imagine your show is. It draws, you're wearing something that draws the attention down.
I'm wearing chaps.
Yeah.
Assless chaps.
Yeah. And then you keep going, whoa. Hey.
Whoa. Eyes are up here, buddy.
My eyes are up here. But it's an hour of that.
I'm wearing absolutely nothing the whole time. Whoa.
What are you guys looking at?
Hey, eyes up here! That's funnier than my show, I think.
I don't think that's true.
That's really funny.
You should do that on the last show.
Yeah, come out naked.
Hey, whoa!
Do you not know what this show is called? Then look at my face, please.
You guys didn't read the reviews,
that, like,
clearly.
So many people don't know what the show is called, so they don't understand the joke.
They're like, what is it called? It's just
Sarah
Kewen.
Why do you keep saying
my
that?
My eyes are up here!
My eyes are up here!
Look at my eyes. Yeah. That's going well. so far. I don't know what to tell you. Nothing. I have nothing interesting going on in my life. That's what I've got to tell you.
We're pre-coffee.
All I'm doing is going to work.
This is going terribly.
Anything interesting I have to tell you, I cannot tell you live on air for the broadcast.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Go on.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Last week, when we did potty, I went home, and I'm always in a good mood after we've done this, and
because it's over despite, for the week,
because we don't have to see
despite your terrible presences.
Thank you.
In a good mood, and I was walking back home from the tube, and I was like doing that thing where you're like, hey, I'm feeling good, that's nice.
Ooh.
Like, this is nice. Yeah. And as I had that thought, it was so amazing. Like, as I had that thought, a runner, started running next to me, but like backwards, and was yelling at someone like behind us.
Oh my God.
But it was like he was right next to me. It was like when an ambulance is like puts the thing on right next to you.
Yeah,
and you're just like, why did you have to do this right next to me? And he was yelling and he was like, what are you saying to me? What are you? Like, it was so aggressive. And he was like, what? He was like, fuck you, man. And it was really like yelling.
Oh my God.
And then I was just, you know, you immediately like cocoon.
Yeah.
You're just like, don't just keep staring ahead because I don't want any of this energy being directed towards me. Then he turned around. He was yelling. Fuck that guy. He was like muttering. And he ran further. And I looked around and there was no one there.
Oh, no.
No one.
Oh, my God. Haunted jogger.
Haunted jogger. Yeah. Then I looked back. No jogger.
Oh, my God. You look down. No pants. Curse you, ghosts.
That's why the guy was angry. The ghost stole his pants.
Yeah.
Can you believe that, though?
That is so weird.
It was so weird. And spooky. I was like, that I was tense for the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My lovely energy that I'd gotten from doing the podcast with you was just immediately gone.
Was
from
stolen.
Boiled.
By a ghost.
By a damn ghost.
Yeah.
These ghosts.
I hate it when ghosts do that.
They're so cheeky, these ghosts. Always pushing things off shelves.
Thank you. And also, this poor jogger being bullied by a ghost.
The real victim here.
The real victim was this jogger. But then I was like, was it all directed at me?
No.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because I was the only one there.
Mm. And what were you saying to him?
Well, okay, right. Okay.
This is the truth of the story.
Listen.
We go back, see it from his point of view. Mickey's going, you're shit at jogging. You're so bad at jogging.
You call that jogging?
I bet you can't do that backwards.
You look like such a silly boy. Yeah. Yeah. All right, fine. That's like when you have like a sitcom and it's like half a scene and then they like zoom out and it's actually like something else.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do in our sitcom.
Write that down.
It's something, but then actually it was something else.
I went to the
commission.
Okay. We're calling it
ideas are flying across this table. This moment is going to be talked about in history.
They're going to do tours of this building. Yeah, They'll be like, you know, that's where they came up with the idea of one foot in the grave.
It was something, on that but table then it was something there. Else.
Have you heard the episode where they just like come up with the idea? And one of them just says the title.
And then we come back here after 20 years for the reunion.
Yeah.
And oh me and Sarah God. Hate each other.
We're still podcasting in here.
Yeah.
Lucas you and I had a big falling out.
Yeah.
You have to hate each other because, like, you know, you were in the end, you were just too similar.
Mm. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was really bad for the...
We loved each other too much. Mm-hmm. And he did my voice wrong.
Anyway, that was my story.
I
brought you ghost joggers.
It's a good story.
I had an interaction in the gym yesterday that I thought was good. Like, it had the energy of an argument, and I was so confused. I was, like, baffled by the whole thing.
What happened?
I was using the cable machines, and I needed, like, a certain attachment to it. There's, like, a rope.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy had it at his feet but wasn't using it. So I went over and was like, are you using the rope? And he had his headphones in, and he took them out, and he went, what did you say? And I said, oh, are you using the rope? And he went... yes, I'm using the rope. And I went, oh, okay. And he went, but we can share it. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I'm not in a rush or anything. You just finish what you're doing. And he was like, okay, no worries. And I was like, why? He's so angry.
Steroids.
It might have been steroids. I was like, we're not fighting. Everyone was looking at us like we were fighting.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, no worries. And he was like, no problem. And I was like, thank you. Thank you.
You're fully crying.
Yeah. I'll do something else for a bit.
I like the aggressive positivity.
Yeah.
That's now like, there is he's something. Like he's like watching you. He's like, nice form.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
That is nice. If all of the anger was just like, you know, if all of the like male anger specifically, you know, was just like channeled into just positive rage.
Really lovely
that'd be
stuff.
So
really lovely but, stuff.
Like, every bit of my body reacted like we were having a confrontation.
Of course.
So like I was like sort of like, ugh. And then when he was like, we could share it, I was like trying to like lower my cortisol level to be like, oh, that's very kind of you. But I was sort of going, I'm not in a rush. I'm not
like, are you
shouting? I'm not.
Are you fight or flight, do you think?
I think I'm a sort of like a terrible combination of both.
I think I'm like one of those
kangaroos that will like throw one punch and then like run away.
Yeah, but that's I think you are fight. A lot of your stories involve like you being like, I'm not putting up with this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get smacked in the head at some point.
Yeah. But at least they're looking at your eyes.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna get smacked in the ass.
My eyes are
come on. We're fighting.
Lucas, what do you think? Fight or flight?
Oh, yeah, I would say isn't there a third one?
Freeze,
that's it. I'd probably freeze, yeah.
You're freeze?
I'll freeze and shit myself.
That'll get people walking away though.
Yeah.
I'm 100% flight. I don't think I'd do anything else. This has been a bit of a revelation for me recently, actually. I'm flight.
I wish I was flight. I think it would be more sensible given my size. I think...
But what about your scrappiness?
In terms of survival instincts, me having a fight instinct is not good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in an emotional fight, I think you'd win. In a words fight.
No, in a manipulation. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mugged.
Yeah. Yeah. You could talk them out of it.
Yeah. Well, here's why you really hurt my feelings.
I mean, like you remember that story you said where you shouted at that guy on the plane?
Yeah.
And he shut down. Yeah. That was fight, and you won.
I did.
This
win.
Is what I mean. Yeah. Like you have a lot of fight.
Yeah, but that couldn't have turned into a physical fight. That would have been nuts.
It could have
on a plane.
It would have been mad.
Could have.
If you were wrestling in the aisles.
Could have. Everyone else is like, standing, just doing this. It's like, I want a clean fight.
I can see you biting. I'm like, nah.
People are throwing the peanuts at you.
This guy won't let me pee.
This in-flight entertainment is so good.
Rolling up and down. That would be good.
What is an example of a freeze for you?
I don't know. I just feel like if I flight, then I'll look weak. So I'm like, if I stay here still enough, maybe they'll won't notice me and they'll move.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely happened recently when me and Noelle were in like, we were going shopping in like the co-op and this guy like started
You call
like,
it shopping? In the co-op?
Shopping in the co-op, yeah. What would you call it? That's what you do in the co-op. What are you doing in the car?
I don't think I would. I think I associate shopping with like, or like going shopping with like going to a mall and like, you know.
I mean, it is shopping, though.
I don't think going to.
We were browsing.
Going to the co-op is like shopping. That's like, you know, you're going to the co-op.
You're getting groceries.
Yeah, you're getting groceries.
We were getting food in the co-op.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, sorry. Well, this guy wasn't shopping. There was a guy who was taking.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. And he was getting very aggressive with the people who worked there. And he was like trying to steal some salmon. And
it's so expensive.
Because it's like, it's in a box. Like, he was trying to get like the meat and run out the door. And then me and Noelle were like, we were also trying to choose some, we were getting steak. It was for Valentine's Day. It was on Valentine's Day, actually. Oh. We just stood there and then and then the guy ran off and they started chasing him around.
14th of March is coming up. I'm sorry.
What was that one?
Steak and blowjob.
Clit and wasn't clit. Okay.
Clit. No, oh no, carnalingus and cake.
Oh,
exactly.
Well, sorry. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We will get cake afterwards.
Yeah.
So sorry to interrupt you. One of our Patreons commented saying, "Oh, my mum's birthday is cake and carnalingus day."
Yes.
You got the cake.
Yeah, it's your mum's birthday.
She's getting half of that, if you know what I mean.
So I hope she's getting all of that.
Yeah, not from the child.
Cake no, from not the from child. The daughter or the no, or no. the son.
We
or the
do
person.
Not endorse that.
Yeah, we do not endorse that. But I do hope that the mum at some point was getting cunnilingus from the cake.
Let us know if your mum was getting cunnilingus. Ask her.
Yeah, comment again.
Oh. Comment again. Keep us updated.
Keep us updated.
And happy birthday to your mum.
Check in with
in
your mum.
We just lost another patron.
We're going to get them one at a time.
Can you be in minus patrons?
You probably can, yeah.
We're going to
death. Please stay with us.
Please don't
leave.
Please
stay with us. We just want your mum to have cunnilingus. Please stay with us.
We want the best for her.
We want to hear the end of Lucas's story.
Yes.
Stop saying, "We wish your mum had cunnilingus."
It doesn't end in cunnilingus, so it's not even worth it. So they were chasing this guy.
On Valentine's Day? I know, Noel.
Oh, no. I meant for the guy. Wow.
Okay, no.
Keep going.
I'm getting it off the rails.
No.
Go, tell
good.
Me about your
good.
Free story.
So then they started chasing this guy around the store.
Yeah.
And me and Noelle just immediately started looking for steaks again. And Noelle was like, "Should we have done something?"
Yeah.
No way.
And I was like, "No, I don't think we should have." So I literally froze, though.
Have you not seen Spider-Man?
They were right in front of us, and we were just
really
stood
good
there.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll kill your uncle.
Yeah, they will kill your uncle. Don't do it.
I called him right afterwards.
No, yeah. I don't think I would get involved. I don't have a fight instinct where I'm like, I'm going to tackle the guy stealing salmon at the co-op.
That is very good survival instinct.
Yeah.
There are some things not worth fighting over.
No.
But when I had my... I just became very aware of it, like, when I had my jazz breakdown. And I was trying...
Everything in your life is pre-jazz breakdown and post-jazz breakdown. Mickey changed that day.
I changed
Mickey
that day.
Really puts the flight in Flight of the Bumblebees.
Yeah.
Not jazz, but...
Just flight. Because I was trying to flee. That was my immediate... I just wanted to flee. And then Patrick took me outside and I was like, "It's too much jazz." And then I was like... He was like, "Well, what do you..." He was like, "I know what you were planning to do," basically. And I was like, "Well, I was going to leave." And he was like, "Yes, I know that's what you were going to do." Because that's what you always do, is you leave.
Yeah, see, I would have tried to fight the jazz.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah.
You would have taken that saxophone right out of that guy's hand.
Broken it over my knee.
And then done a little...
"It's too much jazz." I'm topless.
My eyes are up here.
They're scatting along to me.
Hey, this is pretty good. This cat can really scat.
This live entertainment is really good.
Throwing peanuts. Everywhere I go, I end up wrestling someone.
Yeah. I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah.
Well,
here
we go.
It's funny.
Fight, flight, or freeze. This is a...
We've got all three.
Again, we've got all three.
Another title.
Another title.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What happens? We go to the co-op. Somebody steals salmon.
Yeah.
I kill him. Mickey runs. Lucas buys a steak. Those are the three storylines.
But you gotta have an A, B, and C plot.
Yeah. But I'm always off camera. It's like, where's she gone? It's like, she's left. That's her personal. That's her character.
She flees.
She's planning her pension.
I listen. You gotta plan your pension, guys. Are you planning for your pension?
Yes, I'm planning for my pension.
Very
Mickey.
Good. Are you putting it in a little pot?
Yeah, I'm putting it in a pot under my mattress.
This is terrible. Well, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
What are the banks?
We can't trust the banks.
My character keeps getting like older and older. Yeah. It ends up just being someone from like the 1600s. What are these bicycles?
Yeah, you innately can fix one. I've never seen one before, but I could definitely change a tire.
My mum was saying that she was saying that like my grandfather wouldn't recognize the Dutch like street because of all the new types of bicycles.
Really?
Yeah. They're called like fat bikes.
New bikes.
Yeah, you know those ones with like the really thick tires.
Yeah.
Mm.
Those ones and the electric bike, she was like, your grandfather would not recognize. I was like, I think what you're saying is you don't recognize
it.
But it's still a bike. You still recognize it as a bike. You're not like, that's a bike.
But
I wouldn't recognize something I've never seen before.
But
what is that?
Yeah.
But that's the thing new. of like she, I think what she was trying to say was like, it's moving a lot quicker.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it used to be that all the bicycles kind of moved at the same speed. But now it's like you've got like different types of speeds of bicycles.
Yes.
And so it's all just a lot quicker.
Those electric bikes, they really whiz, don't they?
They whiz.
Mm.
That's a quote from our TV show.
Very 90s.
Yeah.
Sounds quite 90s.
They go so fast.
They go very fast.
I think I want one.
It's great. Well, I think London's really suited for it.
Yeah.
But I think in the Netherlands, I'm not sure if everything's like, if it's really suited for it.
Some of them are like borderline motorcycles, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It shouldn't really be on the same.
I saw one that was like, it had two seats on it. I was like, that's a bike at that point. Like a motorbike.
Yeah, full on motorbike.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, so it should have its own, like in I think here it's fine because you're on the lane anyway with the rest of the traffic. But in the Netherlands, they are on a bike path, which is a separate path. So if you have like slow, normal bicycles going.
And then things whipping past them.
Yeah, and then things whipping past.
They're going to feel insecure because they're not going fast enough.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a lot of people feeling insecure.
Jealous.
Mental health will decline in the Netherlands.
Mental health is declining.
Yeah, I feel bad about myself because I can't whip by.
Yeah, so you guys get it.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Do you have to wear a helmet in the Netherlands?
You don't, but the other day I did see someone wearing a helmet and I yelled at her.
You fucking nerd.
You nerd, you square.
What do you got in that helmet, your brain?
Yeah.
You idiot.
Value your life, do you?
Yeah.
Dog.
But I did think, like, if everything is speeding up, then probably people should start wearing
I don't know why it's not illegal to not wear a helmet on a bike in this country, especially in this city.
But it's also not illegal to jaywalk.
Yeah, but I do that all the time.
Right.
It's okay. Different.
How is that different?
Well, because...
But it's not about you, it's about the other people. That's the same on a bike.
Well, no, I disagree. Here we go, a debate.
Oh.
I'll mediate. Sarah.
This is how people debate. Here we go, a debate.
Here we go. Oh, look.
Oh, let's play the debate theme song.
A debate. I think if you're jaywalking, what's the definition of jaywalking? Just crossing the road where there's not a traffic light.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that there is like a judgment of like, I know when to cross. You can cross the road. As a pedestrian, you can go, I know when to cross the road. Mm-hmm. If you're an idiot and you cross it at the wrong time, that's fucking stupid.
Right.
But you can be a perfectly sensible bike rider and be cycling without a helmet, but just have like a mad driver or a drunk driver or a mistake, somebody falls asleep at the wheel. But you're constantly putting yourself in a risky situation.
Well, I agree, but you're saying, like, I think everyone should wear a helmet here. My point
this debate is over.
No. My point is more like but then to make it illegal is to say like, and you should be fined.
Yeah.
That bit I think is the same as like jaywalk, because you can be an idiot and jaywalk at the wrong time and then like at whatever, but you wouldn't get fined for it.
But when you're cycling and you're being reckless, you put other people in danger. Whereas if you're jaywalking, you just put yourself in danger, right?
Well, I suppose you could put a driver in danger as you jaywalk and they swerve to avoid you.
That's true.
But I don't know. I just feel like I guess jaywalking is just a shorter amount of time on the road.
Maybe. Like, I agree that everyone should wear a helmet. Like, that is, I want to be very clear about that.
All pedestrians should wear helmets.
But in Vancouver...
Walking around.
Just to be safe.
Yes. Yeah. In Vancouver, it was illegal to jaywalk. And I think a lot of the reasons for finding people were sort of the same. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that that was like, okay, but that's a bit mad.
Yeah.
Like, I did think that that was a bit mad. And, like, someone once got... Because the thing is, like, sometimes the roads are empty and you would just, you could, like, my friend got, like, a fine in, like, the middle of the night for
crossing an empty road.
Crossing an empty road.
I think that's mad. Yeah. I think it's mad. But also, I suppose, the thing about, like, cycling is that you could have an accident. Like, the amount of people I know who've had bike accidents recently when they're cycling at night home.
Yeah.
I think it should be illegal to drunk cycle. I think you should be, that people should stop you and say, if you had too much to drink and you're on a bike, because not only are you putting yourself at risk, but you're putting other people at risk. And the amount of people I know who've come off their bike because they're drunk and, like, such bad injuries.
Yeah.
It's mad. And I'm like, there's no, like, you can go so fast on a bike. Have you seen those things?
Mickey,
hey,
this is
my
character.
Have you seen these things?
This is my character.
I just don't get, especially in London. I don't know about other places, but, like, you see people cycling so fast. Like,
well, that's
fast,
what I mean. It's like in
buses,
London.
These big old buses.
Yeah.
And then you hear stories all the time of people dying and you're like, well, they weren't wearing a helmet.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. So in the Netherlands, everything goes a lot slower.
Yeah, well, you have, and you have more dedicated bike lanes.
And you have dedicated bike lanes, which if you're cycling slowly on bike lanes, I think it is fine not to wear a helmet.
I saw a woman the other day cycling her bike, no helmet, two children on the back of her bike, no helmet.
Oh, that's Dutch as hell.
I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
But
you should
crazy.
Not do that. Well, you can put kids on the back of your bike, they should wear a helmet.
The only times I ever ride a bike without a helmet is when, you know, those Lime bikes.
Yeah. Well,
if I'm in a pinch and I need to use one of those, I don't just carry a helmet around.
No.
Yeah, but I think that's an argument for just better, like, bike lanes in London, right? Because if you're going to encourage
people to cycle
more. I think
that's it. Because,
you are
creating a problem, basically, by saying, like, we have all these bikes available for people to use, and you should wear a helmet. It's like, yeah, no one carries a helmet with them.
The Lime ones, very nippy.
Mm.
They're so good, by the way.
They're
I love
good.
Them.
Yeah.
I love them.
But also, when you cycle, also, the handling is terrible.
They're very heavy.
They're very heavy.
I don't mind that because Dutch bikes are heavy.
And I feel like they rattle a lot. Like, you can feel every bit of the road when you're riding them.
My problem is they're
That's
always
my
like
complaint.
Missing
if you're
a
listening.
Pedal whenever I see them. Whenever I get one, I'll always like buy one and then I'll get on it and I'll notice there's no pedal on the thing. I'm like, well,
pigeons.
I can't do this.
One time I changed like Lime bikes four times.
Yeah.
Because every single one had something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is getting ridiculous. And I'd really like, I had thought of my, it was one of those journeys where you're like, this is a weird bit, so I'll just take a Lime bike.
Yeah.
And then I could not find one that was working. And I was like, this is the most ridiculous thing.
Most frustrating. Have you ever done the scooters?
But I prefer to a bus.
Have you done the scooters here in London?
No, I would never do a scooter.
No.
I would die.
That's crazy.
I'd 100% die.
That's crazy.
I did it in Oslo. And that was really fun.
Okay.
But a lot of it was had dedicated like bike lanes and they had loads of those scooters around and it felt like it was like more of a done thing.
Yeah.
But here in London, I would die 100%.
I did it in Paris a lot. Did I tell you about the time when I was going through a bike lane in Paris? This is when I was like 19, I think. And they have like traffic lights. I mean, most bike lanes do. And I stopped very suddenly on the scooter and someone like ran into the back of me, like with the bike, like the guy, like, because I'd stopped suddenly, but it's because the light was red. That's why I'd stopped.
Yeah. You were in the right, by the way.
Yeah. I thought so. And I was like, in pain because he like rammed into the back of me. And I was, the guy was French and I was with my ex-girlfriend at the time who spoke French.
Yeah.
And I was like, she started like shouting at him because she was like, what are you doing? Watch out, the light's red. And the guy was like, they were having like an argument in French. And I was just like, oh, I should probably say something, even though my back was hurting. And I just pointed to the light. I was like, c'est rouge, c'est rouge, monsieur, c'est rouge. And I was like, just pointing my girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, you tell him, babe.
Yeah, that's fight.
That's fine.
Well,
that's
she fought little... it for me. Yeah, she really fought my battle for me.
You jumped on the bandwagon to fight.
Yeah. I was sort of like her hype man. I was in her corner.
Yeah,
you tell him.
You were there with your pompons.
Say you want
to. Deluge.
You've got no idea that this guy's going, I'm very sorry. And she's going, oh, don't worry, but maybe just watch your...
Yeah, maybe they were
having
the
guy... It's red! It's red!
Maybe they were having the guy... kind of vibe that you had in the gym, where it was like, it sounded really aggressive, but actually everyone was being very positive.
Oh, maybe, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. C'est rouge! I love C'est rouge.
C'est rouge.
That's a great storyline for our sitcom.
That is. Oh, yeah, write that down.
Write that down.
Everybody.
Somebody who's one of our many commissioners that listens to this.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Get in line, guys.
Whichever commissioner has definitely commissioned this, could you write that down, please?
Write that down. Yeah.
We're going to get so many letters from NBC, BBC.
Yeah.
All the C's.
All the C's.
NBC are calling me right now.
Red Sea.
We haven't Black even sea. Got this out.
They're in the room. They're listening.
They're coming in. You hear a big bang. We need this show.
Oh, goodness.
Good stuff.
How long have we been talking? Should we go to Patreon?
40 minutes, yeah.
40 All right. minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
40 minutes.
Let's go.
I'm trying to think if I've got anything else to tell you.
I got another story, but we'll tell it on the Patreon.
Ooh.
Head on over, guys.
Behind the
That's
meat curtain.
That's a little cheeky plug for the meat curtain. Oh, somebody messaged me saying that they bought tickets to my tour show. And they sent me a message saying, see you in, I can't remember what city it was, please bring the meat curtain. And Louisa saw it and was like, what the fuck is that?
You haven't told Louisa about the meat curtain?
I thought I had. I don't know. Maybe I haven't.
That would sound really weird.
But it's really, really funny. And I just went, I don't know. No, I told
yeah,
her.
No.
I don't know. This guy is freaky.
I like that someone thinks we have an actual meat curtain.
That we carry around with us, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Just a bunch of steaks sewn together.
That's what I was doing at the co-op. I was buying steaks to sew to the meat curtain.
Oh.
They were getting smelly, so I needed some fresh steaks.
Little boy Lucas has been working day and night on that meat curtain.
It's getting so expensive. He started sewing together chicken livers.
It turns out he was the one stealing the salmon. You don't understand. It's for the meat curtain.
It's for the meat curtain.
They're like, that's fish, young man.
I'm but a little boy.
Not one time.
Please, bro.
It's my voice.
Please, sir, it's for the meat curtain. How are they doing this? Yeah.
Really
okay,
good.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Speaking of the meat curtain.
Speaking of.
Let's get behind
it. Was that me?
It. What, you?
That's like an offensive like Dutch thing, right? People go shush shush shush.
Oh, like right. Like gold member in Austin Powers.
Is that his name? Is he the Dutch guy?
I think so.
Gold.
No. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's Dutch and he's really flaky. His skin's peeling off.
Well, listen. Look at me.
Yeah. I think he's Dutch.
I'm flaky as hell.
Comment below if you're gold member.
I'm flaky. We're all flaky. We're all falling apart.
I'm so flaky.
But that's why we cycle, because then the flakes just...
They just drift off in the
They
wind.
Fly off.
Yeah.
It has never snowed.
It is never snowing in the Netherlands.
It's just Mickey's
it's
skin.
It's just our skin. Our skin's flaking off like the snakes that we are.
This podcast could have definitely done without this bit.
What do you mean? You don't think people would be enjoying this? No, it's fucking disgusting. I'm so sorry.
So sorry. So
let's do some, what do we do? Plugging?
Plugging.
Well, I mean, it's the same as it every week, I guess, at the moment.
My tour is on sale!
Yes! Oh, yes. Sorry, not the same as every week.
It's all different for me now. The tour is on sale. Come and see me in a city near you, unless you don't live in the UK or Australia or Ireland.
You're not going to Europe?
Not...
Europa?
No plans, but we never know.
Europa?
Europa? No, Europa. Europa? I barely know
it. That's funny because Opa and Dutch is grandpa. So it sounded like you were saying
no,
to me,
your grandpa.
I know.
No, your grandpa would recognize
so
this part.
Hey, now we've bookended this podcast. That's good.
That's
good podcasting.
That's podcasting, baby.
You're on tour. I'm whipping.
You're whipping.
Everyone, come.
Out.
Just come out and see us, guys.
Come out and see us live.
Yeah. We'll
all bring the meat curtain.
Please bring
We'll share it.
It's my turn with the meat curtain. I got a show tomorrow, Mickey.
I have a show. I gotta get the meat curtain.
Guys, can you please bring the meat curtain around to my house?
Oh, that's an episode. thanks so much for listening. And you'll hear us next time.
I suppose you will.
How about that?
I suppose you will. Hear us next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Sarah Keyworth and Mickey Overman and produced by Dave Murphy with music from Ben Kavanagh. Please follow us on Twitter. We are at Thank Fuck for That with no you in the fuck, because we hate swearing, guys. And we don't know why we've called it this.
Don't swear.
And you can find us on Instagram with the same name, at Thank Fuck for That.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.